Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you go, mate? How's summer?
Mate, summer in Melbourne, we had the two good, you know, it's the old two good days, that'll do. But there was two hot days and it's fucked off.
Oh, right.
So it's back to what I like, 23 and cloudy, my favourite.
That is enviable, actually. It's fucking steaming here.
Yeah.
Just been at the beach.
My body is just a home for future melanomas, or a future home for melanomas, I should say. And so any chance I get to avoid that shit, the better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Fucking hate the sun.
A lot less Aussie flags this Australia Day.
Yeah.
Down at the beach.
Invasion Day.
Oh, beg your pardon. Yeah.
Well, Jan 26 to me is actually my mum's birthday. So it's a bit hard to change the date on that one because it is what it fucking is.
Yeah, right.
And she's been used to having a public holiday since, when did it come in? 94,
yeah.
You can't tell her to change.
No, she's not changing. Too old. I saw at the beach, there was this fat guy and his fat 10-year-old son walking around with a handful of flags each.
Sick.
Selling them. Imagine your dad making you sell Aussie flags.
Oh,
at mate, the beach.
I think that it's like the bloke at the State of Origin Game 3 I told you about that was yelling out Queerslanders and stuff. The one blue supporter near us. With his 10-year-old son, just nudging him.
Yeah.
One fat dickhead raising another one. And again, there's only two ways that kid will go. He either looks back when he's older and just says, what a fuckhead my dad was.
Yeah, well, good on him.
Or he's making his son sell flags at the beach with his dad still there.
He's embroidering fucking swastikas on his clothes. There's this other guy, more disturbingly, this dude who I know owns a few units in Coogee. I think he inherited them or something, just rich dickhead, real fat, which is fine, whatever, follow your dreams. But this disturbs me. He lies on the beach, no towel, just looks like a fucking crumb sausage just lying around.
You mean he doesn't put a towel down, he just lays in the sand?
Yeah, straight on the sand. Comes out of the ocean, just lies on the sand.
That's fucking insanity.
I know, it's mad. We've evolved past that.
I hate that anyway. The beach to me, like the sand bit, is just the annoying bit between the fucking ocean and the shower.
They've solved that at a few beaches here and just concreted the whole fucking thing.
Gone Greek front yard style. Got a few lion statues. Yeah. We'll sort it out.
You hose it with fresh water, hose the bits of sand that find its way onto the concrete straight back in the ocean.
Well, you would have been to some beaches in Europe where it's almost just stones you get to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a little bit shit because it's a bit ouchy on the old tootsies, but fuck, once you pass that, no sand. You go straight and just walk out of the ocean into a restaurant. Fine.
Oh, you prefer rocks than sand, would you?
No, I'm sorry. It's annoying, but I never sit on the beach anyway. Because I'm a pasty cunt.
Yeah, right.
So I'm in the ocean, and then preferably a wave throws me into the car park. That's how I'd.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't sit on the beach that much, but I do sit on the beach and just wet my shorts before I go in because peeing in the ocean gets a bit cold sometimes. It's hard to do and the waves are hitting you if it's a big swell. So, and you've got to go to the toilet in the ocean. So I just do it on the beach first.
You piss first and then walk in.
Yeah.
Just leave that leave that trail behind you as you're walking into the ocean? Like someone's...
Oh, no, you just pretend. You just pretend it hasn't happened.
Someone's following your car in an 80s movie. They've just punctured a paint can and stuck it underneath.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they track you. You're an easy one to track at the beach.
It's not diarrhea. It's just pee.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Anyway, mate, we've got a big announcement.
We certainly do. Episode 50 is coming up. And to celebrate the 50th episode, it's going to be the first ever live mid-flight brawl.
Woo! I dress myself in cashmere! Woo! 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 Woo!
That's right, bitches. Live mid-flight brawl.
Yes.
When's it on, Heggy?
February 20, 3 p.m. in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
The most progressive city in the universe.
First cab off the rank. I reckon 6 months ago you would have saw the COVID stats and thought, there's no fucking way they pull this off. And look where we are now. Thanks, Dictator Dan.
Yeah. Woo!
Well, I mean, as it stands, I'm still not allowed to go to Melbourne, but I'm banking on that changing. I'm allowed to go to Tasmania, which I am going to.
Yep.
But for the few days before that. But then Melbourne's still not allowing the likes of me in. So we'll see. But it is 3 weeks away.
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. You've also got two live shows that day at the same venue, Comedy Republic. New comedy spot in Melbourne.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah. Stick around for a 5 p.m. stand-up show. Best time for stand-up, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Really hot, still light outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just librarians and fucking weirdos.
So what are you doing? We've got 3 p.m. our show, then 5 p.m. your live show. When's the next one? 7 or 8?
7 p.m. 7 o'clock one sold out.
Fuck, big day for Heggy on the tools.
Yeah, man. Well, it's nothing, is it?
By 7 p.m., 20th of Feb, I'll be screaming. This will be me when your second solo show starts.
Woo!
I will be...
Tequila, tequila.
I'll be fucking loose in that venue.
I reckon you'll probably be kicked out because of COVID restrictions, no?
Don't know.
Don't they have crowds... See you later. Get out.
Don't know. I'm just going to buy a ticket to both of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, mate. Good investment.
Crack cans. I'll try and start a big, or do a plastic cup. Hey, buddy. Sorry. Charlie just ran in.
That's all right.
BBC News style.
Oh, that's all right. I love that guy. I can hear mine making a bit of noise out the back too. Not even as young as yours. Still going for it. Dog barking, whatever.
We are recording this at 20 past 7. At night, which they call the old witching hour. Mm-hmm.
Very accurate. Well, it's a bit late for the witching hour. More responsible households got their kids in bed by about 7.
Now, this cunt wakes up at fucking 6 a.m. So we try and...
Is he in the room? Is he in the room and you're referring to him as that?
No, he's out of the room now.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. All right. Go for it.
If he was in with me, I would have held him up to the camera and said, my little favourite cunt here, your little buddy... Give him a little knuckles on the head. Shooker, shooker.
Speaking of the stand-up, mate, I spoke to you during the week. You're back on the stand-up trail.
I certainly am. Before we go past, though, Mid-Flight Brawl live shows, it'll be at midflightbrawl.com for tickets. The Patreon members, it's almost sold out because the Patreon members, even the lowest tier, the toilet, they get first dibs at Mid-Flight Brawl tickets. So there's a few left, midflightbrawl.com. Get him.
Sweet.
We'll check him out on Insta, at Midflight Brawl on Instagram. We'll chuck the link up there as well. But, yeah, I am back on the tools, Heggy. Back doing gigs. Had a few weeks off.
Yeah.
And, much like Conor McGregor, come in full of confidence, leave hurt pretty quickly afterwards. About 7 minutes in, you go, fuck, I should have trained harder.
Did he get bashed?
Yeah, he did, unfortunately. He did. It was very grim.
Ah, well. Poor little fella.
I was... A lot of pints in at the Great Northern Hotel in Carlton, screaming with a lot of friends. It's all right. We'd already lost all our multi-bets when the first fight of the card kicked off. First fight blew all of our bets out, so it was just passion. There was no money on the line, but it still makes you fucking angry.
That's what happens when you bet with your heart instead of your head. Play smart. I looked at Pokey's wins, tips and tricks the other day.
Yeah.
A bit of a lark. And someone had put up their meme and it said... it's not gambling if you know the system.
Great.
So he's worked it out.
That bloke's got a 10-cent spin, 80 cent, 10 cent, 20 cent, 10 cent, $3, $3, $3. He's figured out God mode on the pokies.
Oh, is that your algorithm?
He's tricked it.
It's all algorithm.
He's tricked the system. There's a comedian, a guy in Melbourne who works at a pub. I'm going to put the video up on Insta. I sent it to you. A man very high on opiates standing in front of a Moore chili machine.
Yeah, it's excellent.
A fucking good laugh. Real good laugh.
Yeah. Did he deliberately send it to you because it was in front of Moore chili or just happened to be there?
No. He was just we had a gig in Alinda, like in the Dandenongs last Friday night. Ripper gig. That gig was heaps of fun. And out the back, he said after COVID, not everybody's been able to travel everywhere. Not all the states were open. So he said, fuck it. I'm just going to take a pub job. And he's taken a pub job at a bit of a grubby venue.
Mm.
You know the sort of pub where it's almost, just call it Pokies.
Yeah.
Why even say a pub? Like there's somewhere you've got to figure out how to find a place to get an actual beer. It's just Pokies everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said you get some high-level dead shits rolling through that VIP lounge. And he films them all.
Oh, that surprises me.
And sends them to mates for a laugh.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Does he... Very good. It's good work. I enjoyed it very much. Someone sent me a picture of a Moore Chili donut cover.
Oh, great.
So they're available.
Yeah, Redbubble. I've seen them. Don't worry. Hey, do you want to know the shirt that I got you for the live show? It arrived.
Oh, don't announce it. Don't announce
it.
No,
I'm not going to announce it. I'm just going to show it to you.
It's not going to be like your fucking pajamas or something, is it?
I'm just going to show the shirt to you.
Okay.
Right? Yep. On the screen here.
Mm.
But this is the shirt you'll be wearing at the live mid-flight brawl. A listener sent it in on Instagram. He said, mate, get one of these. And I clicked the link. You never know what you're going to get when people send you stuff. And I thought, that's fucking fantastic. Send this from America immediately. Now, you can't mention what it is.
Oh, very good. Yes. Love that. Looks quite large.
No, I got you a medium. I was just holding it up close to the camera.
Oh, okay.
And I got this. There's nothing like shopping that you can't describe on a podcast.
Yes. Very good.
So we'll be dressed like cunts. It's going to be a great day. The listener who sent us that info, thank you very much for that website. The T-shirts have arrived.
Sweet.
So we're going to be dressed to the nines. You got it right, people. Tuxedo T-shirts. How good. Correct guess. How have gigs been for you, man?
Oh, man. I did a show at the Comedy Store last week. It was great. He even had some mid-flight brawl listeners afterwards. So we're listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here. I thought, oh, thanks very much. That's nice because podcasters whose stand-up shows I've been to before, the fuckheads will sit there yelling out catchphrases and shit.
Yeah.
And none of that happened.
Oh,
so
none of that?
Thank you very much.
Ruined
I'd
Christmas.
Rather not, no.
Oh, that's good.
None.
None of that.
So, ruined Christmas.
None of this.
Your mate.
None of those.
No.
Very accurate.
None of that.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, that's
and furthermore, good. Like people who start listening to this, they don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Like this is the first episode you listen to. They're gonna go back and try to become part of some secret club. Horrible.
No, we'll make it easy for you. We'll put out a little if you've just joined us.
What? Every week?
No, you just put out a little clip, even on Insta. Thanks for joining us. Here's an explanation of some of these things.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, that's self-explanatory. But, yeah, other than that, gigs have been a bit tough. I did one last week at a suburban pub. Fucking hell. I was not well received at all.
Yeah.
But then I thought afterwards they were 18.
Oh, yeah.
The people there. I'm closer to triple than I am to double their fucking age. So they're not having that.
No. The brightness and positivity of today's youth, even though I reckon the depression rates would say otherwise, but they're very positive, go get them types. And
oh, yeah.
I reckon your vibe of here's what life actually is, cunts,
yeah.
Get this in you, may have popped their little balloons.
I don't think that, anyway, whatever. So I'm not for them.
Yeah.
So furthermore, I started putting on all my literature because I started selling tickets for festival shows now,
yeah,
including Melbourne actually, and pretty much banning anyone under 35 from coming to my shows. I mean, I'm not going to check IDs, I'm not a loser, but your fucking fault if you're under 35 and you turn up because I'm not for you.
See, I think age is just a number. I think it's more about what have they rammed into those years, you know?
Yeah, well, fucking not much generally.
Yeah.
Out in the country, different story, but city under, it's probably being unfair, under 30s. It's a bit more like it. Yeah, I don't know. They're kids. They should just go and watch one of their own.
Some pretty fucker.
Yeah, they don't like adults who aren't famous. Well, that's the general thing. They'll tolerate a famous comedian who's 50, but not one who's not. No fucking way.
Yeah.
They copping that. No, something wrong. They can't figure it out.
Oh, they're too young.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, give them time.
Well, I don't want to give them fucking time. I've given them time, and that's over. Mr. Nice Guy has fucking left the building.
At the one short spot at a suburban pub, you've now written off a whole generation of people. I like it.
Well, no. I've had no, that's not the first shit spot at a suburban pub. Fuck me. It's been pretty tough for years, that. But that was just one of the worst, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the success rate of a suburban pub gig versus a corporate, pretty close for me, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, 1 from 10 I am.
Yeah.
I'm a 10%er.
We've done those gigs where there's an actual greyhound race going on behind your head.
Mm. Yeah, bank of TVs. Anyway, we better get stuck in, mate.
Let's do it.
I feel like we've prattled on. We've made it to episode 46. I said we never would, but we fucking did.
Here we are. Don't forget, Midfly Brawl live show, Feb 20th, 3 p.m. in Melbourne. Get on Insta, get on the website, get your tickets. Episode 46. Let's go.
So this week we are looking at Zoom. Flight OOM26, Vancouver to Gatwick, March 11, 2008.
Zoom. Hold on.
Already. I'm in.
I thought it was the thing we're talking to each other on. I didn't know there was an airline. This is like the fucking yes. Winky face on the tail. I've looked it up. Zoom Airlines Incorporated was, oh, that's sad. Sorry. Let's sort this out immediately. I didn't know we were dealing with a was. Was a Canadian low-fare scheduled transatlantic airline. Mm. Operated year-round scheduled services to Europe and charter services to South America, the Caribbean or Caribbean if you're a Seppo, and southern United States. Oh, bad time. They finished up in 2008. August 2008, not a good time for anyone.
Well,
good 6 years, though. Good work, Zoom.
6 years is about how long any company should last, to be honest.
I started watching that. We spoke about it episodes ago, the Kingfisher Airlines.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
And a bloke sent me a thing on Instagram about, have you seen the Bad Boy Billionaires of India episode with the owner of Kingfisher Airlines?
Yep.
And, yeah, I watched the episode. It's a fucking great episode if you haven't seen it. But it is a story that you'll see time and time again about people that have something going great and then they add extra shit until it fails. Much like me with my golden microphone that I bought with Patreon money
and this
golden headphones and the golden chair that have lions on the arms. Ride it into the ground.
Is John Laws still operating as a broadcaster in radio?
No idea.
Your hero?
John Laws? John Laws.
Is he still?
Fuck off.
Because he has a gold microphone.
Yeah, I think Alan Jones does as well, and maybe Kyle Sandilands.
I don't know. I reckon you could pick one up cheap.
Hey, who referred to me as a good operator?
More kidding!
Who did? Jonesy or Lawsy?
Kyle Sandilands.
Did he?
In an interview with someone. I don't know. I had a few people send me screenshots of an interview.
Why would he say that? Do you work for the same mob or something?
No. They just said, this guy has now started on this station. And Kyle Sandilands had a few. Yeah. Kyle Sandilands said, he's a good operator. So that's fucking hilarious. Don't know this bloke at all.
What's in it for him to say that? Why would he say that?
Don't know.
I'm sus.
Man, I was too. That's what I said to my wife. What is going on?
Mm.
is the ultimate mover and shaker.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on there. But good on you for rubbing shoulders.
This good operator. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. I'm trying to catch. Are they called weevils? What are those little?
No. Weevils are in your fucking flower.
That one just came in here. A fucking weevil.
And that's what you're worried about in your garage with the bookshelf. A fucking one.
It's not a garage, cunt. It's the third bed. They told me it was the third bedroom.
It's not.
And it's not.
Clearly not.
No. It's not. if you're a doll, maybe this could be your fucking room. This is a dollhouse bedroom. With the books, with the mainly mixed martial artist autobiographies in the back.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
It's a lot of whiff.
Most of them unthumbed, just there for show.
Conor McGregor with complete works of Shakespeare, Art of War, seven people that punch other people in the face for a living.
Yeah.
Books. We all read them.
Anyway, Zoom, Canadian airline, obviously Canadian himself, Michael Roy Schick, he's finished his bottled water while still at the airport. So he filled up the bottle, even though most of them say do not refill. But, and this is a trap for rookies, he accidentally filled it with vodka. So same colour.
Don't hate that. Don't you hate when you're a few sips into your water? You go, this is hot.
Yeah.
My throat burns. This water's no good. Is this cool water? Is that the brand? There's a bottled water that is fucking horrendous. Most of them taste the same.
Because it's water.
There's one particular brand. I think it's cool water. I think they're a Red Rooster fucking bottled water mob.
I wouldn't think to ever buy water. Comes out of the fucking tap.
Yeah.
So
I've burnt a lot of money for no reason.
You have. And I mean, this is, he's the first bit of the flight, right? It went without incident. And then how many and a half hours in do you think there was some static? He was getting.
Please tell me. I was wrong the other week. Please tell me 3. No. Fuck.
It's 2.5. You round it up to 3. He was getting steadily maggot, right?
You round it up to 3. Okay.
The thing is, he's got a head start. That should give you, like, you got to take some off the general magic hour.
That's true.
If you got a head start.
Yeah.
It brings it forward.
Yeah.
He was getting pretty maggot, and his straight vodka can sneak up on a Canadian.
We've said this before. Straight spirits, you don't get the bloat of beer. I'm currently having a beer. One of my favourite things about beer, you get more bloated the more drunk you get.
Mm.
So you've just physically slow down as you get more maggot.
Oh,
but a straight vodka, you can do a fucking handstand walk.
Absolutely. You don't know where you stand with vodka, and he clearly didn't. Michael, obviously, he didn't want to draw attention to himself and his vodka in the water bottle, so he ordered a bunch of drinks as well to wash down his, what do you reckon he's washing down?
Oh, pills.
Sleeping pills and antidepressants.
Good combo.
Yes, I think we know, you know, what the culprit is already. We've jumped the gun. Then he went berserk.
Yeah, mental illness.
Yes. That's a problem, isn't it? It's not people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He went berserk, not my words, 2 and a bit hours in. Magic hour. He was it's being a general menace, right? Straight up, just kicking and screaming and having a general tantrum. And who's on board with him? Who do you reckon is on board with Michael Roy Schick?
Oh, that's going to stop him. It's got to be a cop. A cop or a wife?
Oh.
Either one. The harsh words will stop you.
Fucking, you've done pretty well there. It's only Terry Spence, the serving PSNI chairman, Police Service Northern Ireland, off duty, but are they ever?
No. That's pretty much an unofficial air marshal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Should have it on a T-shirt. Yeah.
Even when retired, pigs continue to stick their noses in, don't they, and bully the public and administer justice.
Any bloke cleanly shaven, not in a suit, I think, well, you're a cop.
Yeah.
They just can't help themselves. Got to have a shave.
Even when they're not cops anymore.
Not fucking around with you, sir. Yeah. I know you got a fucking Rivers polo on, but.
Yeah. Is that a flat top and a fucking. And a sort of 2 p.m. shadow.
Yeah. Are they khaki shorts with a fucking polo tucked in? You're a cop.
Fuck yeah. Or tucked in polo. That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's going to get you. They love just performing citizens' arrests after they're retired, etc. Tez, he has, I looked into Terry, and he's since stepped down from the post, but his decorated career included joining the RUC in 1977, and he was there throughout the Troubles. So
again, my favorite description for terrorism.
It's
so Irish. I love it. I just think about Irish Rallos saying it. Just the Troubles is so nice.
A bit more than Troubles.
It sounds like there's no death.
Trouble used to be a fucking board game. All right.
Yeah.
It's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, no, it's just the troubles.
Did you see all of that ISIS malarkey? They threw a gay off the roof and cut someone's head off.
Yeah, that was a bit of a fracas. Yeah.
An oopsie daisy.
The royal.
Bit of silly business.
The Royal Ulster Constabulary, right, was at one stage the most dangerous police force to be on. That includes Mexico. During the Troubles, right?
Sorry, got to jump in there. I know you love the, what do you say about this? What's the saying about stats? Fudging the stat? No.
Cooking the books,
fudging the stat, whatever.
Massaging the stats.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. Probably, I reckon, at the height of the Troubles, not as dangerous as a Mexican cop now.
Oh, no.
I think they're comparing Mexico 1982 to Ireland 1982.
To Ireland 82. Fucking oath they are. Yeah, at the time, I'm saying. It's like comparing a black and white cricketer to one now.
Yeah.
You go, hang on. They were fat and they smoked pipes and drank beers at halftime. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Might have had the skills, but absolutely no way they could compete now.
Speaking of cricketers, how good was Warnie the other week?
I don't know.
Did you see Warnie on the – they got in big trouble.
Saw his haircut.
Well, you see his little hat?
Yeah, that's a result, direct result of the haircut. Bad hair plugs, otherwise known as hair plugs.
So it was Shane Warne and Andrew Simons in the box.
Oh, fucking oath. Yes, I did see this. I beg your pardon. Bit of hot mic issues.
Yeah, a few weeks back.
Future you.
Big Bash League between Adelaide and Melbourne.
Yes.
They didn't realise that KO Sports have a thing, the KO Sports hot mic or whatever was on. And they made fun of Labuschagne having ADD. Said, just fucking bat, mate. And Andrew Simon said, well, we should give him the hog pile. Jump on your back and push your guts out your ass.
Yeah. Warnie laughed.
You know what? If they actually sold that as a package, athletes saying the things they actually say, TV wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants to hear.
They do until... there's a couple of your mates on a radio show talking about how to get your pregnant wife to just have the baby. Remember that one? That was one of the best hot mics I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
You don't remember this? I don't even remember who it is, but it's some Adelaide mates of yours on the radio.
Oh.
And they thought the mic was off.
Yeah.
But it clearly wasn't. And one said to the other, oh, yeah, my wife's really, you know, she's got to have this baby soon. The other one said, yeah. Just fuck her in the guts.
Oof.
And that'll do the job. And he laughed and went, yeah, okay. And that went out.
Gee.
Not drive time, whatever the morning one is.
Yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast time. Everyone in their cars thinking, oh, good tip. So, no, actually, bit rude.
Somehow it does make it worse. But as someone getting up at 10 to 4, six coffees in before they start talking, I do understand how your brain goes to a place where that may be deemed more acceptable.
Yeah, I know, the ad break, but don't ever say that sort of shit around a microphone. Shut up near a microphone.
I had the first break of last year. I dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, really? Did they get to it?
Yeah.
And dump it?
Yeah, it was just a mistake, a slight mistake, first day back.
Did it go out to air? Did it go on air?
Yeah.
Ruined Christmas. Complaints? Complaints line light up.
Nah. Best bit about Triple M Brisbane, the listeners are fucking legends.
Yeah.
If a swear word gets through, it's fucking great.
Yeah, right.
Woo! It's a good time.
Anyway, in the Troubles, during the Troubles, 319 RUC officers were killed in Ulster.
All right.
By comparison, when the RUC weren't thrashing confessions out of children, they only killed 55 people. In the same time frame, a mere 28 of whom were civilians. So, you know, fine.
Yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Bit of collateral damage, not even freedom fighters. A lot of fucking innocent bystanders, including women and children. So Terry Spence, he's on the plane. Avid plastic bullets campaigner, Terry Spence. He thought fuck all of a cute little Canadian. Who is no dude brought up on a diet of ginger ale and chips served up inexplicably with melted cheese on top.
This again, a drunk Canadian to me, that is like a drunk guy with a fucking Tommy Hilfiger or Ralph Lauren polo around the neck.
Yeah.
Like that's how I view them, as that level of cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get it. You're aggressive, but are you?
Yeah, they're fine.
Are you?
Just leave them alone. It's like you're going to blow up sumo suit or something, just laughing and saying, fuck you. You go, whatever. I'm not going to do anything about it. Take it easy, man. Do your worst.
Have you ever seen one of those abusive clowns?
No.
Oh, man, I went to there was a radio show, Opie and Anthony. Fuck, I've had a few in the US. I reckon 15 years ago I was over there. Well, it was 15 years ago. I saw Bill Burr on the stage doing the rant in Philadelphia. It's a famous clip on YouTube.
Yeah.
I was at the show. I was 19 and Opie and Anthony had this sort of massive, because the amphitheater had like 10,000 people there, they had all these different things before you got into the amphitheater, and one of them was a clown who was taking, it was I think $10, and you could throw 3 balls to try and dunk him in the water tank.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just abusing everyone.
Great.
And I thought, what a great job. Like at 19, I thought this is the best, and I still do. I think it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
He was fucking right. Like, it's a job for you, Heggy. If you want to make $1 million quick, you sitting on a dunk tank, you can swim. You're fine.
Well, yeah. I don't know that anyone's throwing 3 balls for $1 million a pop.
No, no, no. But the amount of people you would upset.
Well, you just like making judgments on their appearance and stuff like this before they dunk you.
Yeah.
Great. That is a good job.
Yeah. And then when people throw it and they fuck up, you can abuse them on that. And then that gets the people that you've abused thinking, well, I'm a better throw than this fuckhead.
Yeah.
I'll chuck in a tenner.
Great.
And then all of a sudden, you're leaving a Maserati.
Yeah. Woo! How many wet clowns are driving around in Maseratis? I've got my doubts about this whole scheme. So Terry, right?
Yep.
Terry Spence, he's tackled Schick and held him down until he was restrained with handcuffs to a seat, I imagine, a couple of seconds later because he's Canadian and just wanted for everything to be nice for everyone.
Yes. Said sorry. By the way, can I tell very quickly, sorry, last interruption, my only time dealing with Garda.
Oh, go on.
I don't think I've said it on here before.
I had a few.
Those that don't know, Garda are the Irish cops. 2015, after Edinburgh Fringe Festival, went to Dublin for a few days, and obviously first stop, being a man of culture, was Straight Blast Gym, the home of one, the notorious Conor McGregor.
Yuck.
And I signed up to do a beginner's mixed martial arts class.
Jesus Christ.
Because I thought, you know what? I haven't been to the gym in 6 months. I've been on the road, and I've just been in Edinburgh for 30 days. And I don't want to say what I was up to, but I was not in good shape, and I thought I'll do this beginner's class. I just want to train at the gym where my mate, Conor McGregor, trains. And I've signed up, and it was meant to start at midday, and at 12:15, no one was there on these mats, and the person at reception said, don't worry, just hop in with this class over there that had been going for maybe half an hour. So I sort of warmed up, and 3 minutes in, there's people 30 kilos lighter than me, just fucking choking me out. I'm having the worst time of my life.
Yeah.
And I said, what is this? And they said, advanced Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I don't know anything about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm definitely not advanced. and there were, I think, 5 or 6 people in the thing were like in an actual fight camp, like they were training for a fight coming up. And the guy who was happiest was a member of the Irish police, the Garda.
Mm.
He said because he'd been the worst person in that class for the last 18 months, but finally he got to belt someone, which was me.
Yeah, right. And did he belt you?
Fucked me up.
As the police are wont to do to civilians?
Yeah, well, it's jiu-jitsu, so you're not taking fists to the fucking head, but it's you're still getting beaten up.
Yeah.
It's almost sadder because you're like, I know they're going for my neck. And I'll do everything I can to stop that, but I can't.
Ugh.
It's worse. It's worse than copping a king hit. That's when somebody cops a king hit, you didn't even know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
That's why the rest of us carry weapons to just even the ledger. So during this, right, he's been tackled and put in handcuffs to a seat. A female flight attendant, or flight attendant as I prefer to be known, thank you very much, Nick, tried to calm him down in his chair where he was handcuffed. And Michael Roy, he's appreciated this by spitting in her face.
Oh, can't do that.
When you take all other weapons off a man, including his fists and his feet, he'll use the only thing left at his disposal. And this is, I'll tell you what, Canadian or not, you want to see me fly into a rage that won't abate until someone's dead. I don't even care if it's me spitting in my face. That'll do the job.
Well, I also think in this, he was very lucky. It's still a bad time. You should obviously never spit at anyone. But when did he do it? 2008. It's fine. I reckon in this COVID era, I coughed at the shops the other week and everyone fucking left.
I dived under the aisles and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think a spit in the face now, that's...
Oh, that'd be it's always been assault, but that would be deadly assault with a weapon.
Well, I felt, you feel bad. There was a group of people, obviously, after 9/11 that were hassled a lot more than the rest of society. And I think now I had a runny nose just from hay fever the other week. I'm like, oh, is this how they felt?
Try going to the chemist and asking for some Codral.
Yeah.
Because you got a bit of a sniffle.
Yeah.
Less embarrassed now asking for fucking dickwort cream.
By the way, anytime, so I reckon I've had the flu 3 or 4 times in 15 years. And I've had the flu jab only since my son, since my wife got pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? Almost 3 years ago now when she got pregnant. I thought, all right, I'll start getting the flu jab because you figure you can just beat it. I've never needed the thing.
Yeah.
But, fuck, depending on how I look going into a chemist and asking for cold and flu tablets, if I'm not, I've always had a beard, but if I'm not cleanly shaven around it, they will ask for my license and then they might not give me the good stuff.
Oh, because you mix it for...
I think I've just got a head that may... It may err on, he's breaking these down in a caravan.
Yeah, right.
Breaking Bad style.
If you're keen on that, though, take a kid with you. Usually helps. Get away with heaps of shoplifting. Brilliant with kids.
That's why you're the smarter man.
Prams, built for shoplifting.
Didn't mean to do it. Kid put it in there. Have you ever shoplifted? Have you ever knocked shit off?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
Oh, man, me.
What?
Terrified.
No, I mean, as a kid, I used to.
Yeah.
A mate of mine had a job at Sunnybank Plaza by low when we were 15.
Oh, wow.
I was going around to his place for a movie night to stay the night, and I went into his by low for the end of his shift, the last 20 minutes of his shift, just walked through the aisles, just filling my bag with stuff. Then I went to his counter and I bought a packet of gum. And he said, sir, can I see in your bag? Call me sir. It's 15. And he looked in my bag and he went, Jesus Christ. full of stuff, supplies for the night.
Yeah.
Victimless crime.
I remember because, give an inch,
Yeah.
It's that same thing as teenagers. We had a mate who would, we had a mate who worked at Subway when Subway first came out and was a big thing.
Yeah.
And she once said, when I turn around, grab a few stamps from the roll.
Okay.
And you can't tell a 16-year-old fucking person, just grab a few stamps because my mate fucking...
Made it spin.
He took so many. Yep. I think he's still getting free footlongs.
Yeah, right.
This cunt. They haven't accepted stamps in 6 years. They haven't handed them out.
Well, the joke's on him. Disgusting. Sucked in him.
You're not a fan of wet meat?
Oh, gross. It's more the stink. You walk past one. It's got its own stink.
Stink. It's cookies, cunt. It's delicious.
No.
Cookies and hot bread.
No, it's this. Anything that's got its own smell, that's definitely that as a smell.
Yeah.
And it's not even a legitimate, unique stuff. It's just bread rolls, wet meat and fucking cookies, which can be produced anywhere. They've got their own stink of it. Fucking yuck. Stay away.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
Real wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out pedophiles.
That's the smell.
Every time. Anyway, can't find much.
Hold on.
What?
Sorry. I'm sorry to keep chipping in, but I'm half cut. When you were growing up, for me, it was Subway was the thing that came out and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? This is crazy.
I'm going to stop you here. Sizzler.
Sizzler. All right.
Walkable from my house.
How many times did you go a bit?
I was about 10 when it started. We couldn't fucking believe it. What? Hang on. Everyone, this is clearly not true. Steak, seafood, salad, all you can eat. Nah, never heard of it. Can't be true. We're all going. And we did.
Yeah.
I like to think we contributed to putting them out of business.
Yeah.
The Heggies. A mere 30 years later, they've gone. See ya.
They tried to right the ship, but it was that hard smash at the start that really set. You're like one of the air crash investigations when they find out the plane crashed 30 years after that it had a tail landing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. It was a fucking hard bump in 1982.
Fucking oath. It was the Brisbane Heggies, mid-80s, helping themselves as we told them to.
Do you remember what's in a – I don't think I ever I cannot remember a Sizzler. I went to a lot of Pizza Hut, all you can eat. Not a Sizzler. When they say seafood, do they mean calamari rings?
I think so. Like on the salad. It's a long time ago for me too. I literally haven't been in one for 30 years. But I do remember potato skins and that cheesy bread, which fills you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we knew it filled you up, so we didn't touch much. You had a little bit. Well, that's delicious. Not having any more of that so I can get more of the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then a soft serve machine for dessert. So
a lot of people think Sizzler went under because of, you know, people just have taste buds now. You know, food's gotten better. It's not that. I think it's the rise of cruise ships. People are like, hold on, I can pretty much go to Sizzler and it's closer to my house than the Heggies house was.
Yeah.
To their Sizzler.
Yeah.
You just, that's all it is.
If you get near a port, like a cruise ship's just flooding Sizzler, pretty much. But they just move their operation offshore. Potato skins. That's like the literal fucking byproduct of chips. People were lining up for that. And loving it.
With bacon bits.
Bacon bits, yeah, the byproduct of a pit, like the shit bit of not even bacon, just bad shit, lard.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Have that. Sprinkle that on your fucking potatoes.
Yeah.
Yuck. anyway, can't find much about our hero here, Michael Roy Schick, although he is a Canadian children's entertainer. You know, it's more sus than a popular kids entertainer, one who's not popular. That's the only thing more sus.
I was at a mate's place the other day with my son, and my mate's son, they're the same age, and he said, should we put on the Wiggles? And we don't let our kid watch TV. And I said, well, fuck it. Why not? I've had enough of him. Put the Wiggles on. And I genuinely felt bad for the Wiggles. Like the joyful looks as they fake play guitars and sing covers of Twinkle Twinkle and whatever.
Yeah.
Awful.
I've never seen a frame.
Of the Wiggles?
Rather not, really. But I was looking into this, right? I was looking at Michael Roy Schick.
Yeah.
You know when you type something into Google and it predicts what you're about to ask next? I typed in Michael.
Hold on. Everyone's is different though.
Is it?
Yeah, algorithms.
Okay. I type in Michael. What do you reckon? Top three from 3 to 1.
For you, Michael Fight, Michael Arrest.
No. Like people.
Michael Jackson.
Jackson was number 2.
Yeah. Michael Bevan.
No. It's Google, man. This is like the top.
Yeah, I know.
It's a world wide web. Your hint's in the fucking first W.
We made fun of fucking on Triple M last year when the Masked Singer was on.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Bevan was one of the contestants.
Yep.
And your mate.
I know.
You know.
Your mate.
Your mate, Osher, he's also my mate.
I fucking clocked
Osher.
I know what you're about to say. Go on.
Mate, when he lifted the mask off and nobody under 30 knows who the fuck Michael Bevan is.
Yep.
Osher went, Michael Bevan! Screamed it. Yep. Like.
But he also.
That'll remind you.
Went on to say, 2-time World Cup winning Michael Bevan, who fucking hit the winning score on the this ball or that. You go, hang on. No one, like, I liked him. I used to love Bevan. He's a great finisher. But
I watched the game live when I was a kid. I remember the night that it happened.
Yeah.
No one that's watching The Masked Singer even knows what one dayers are. That's.
Anyway, it wasn't Michael Bevan. You got number 2, Michael Jackson. Who do you reckon number 3 was?
Hold on. Well, you know what I'll do? I'm on my computer. I'll type Michael and see what Google gives me. Here we go. Michael. Well, fuck. I think it's listening in. Michael Slater.
Oh.
Michael Hussey.
Jesus.
Michael Hill Jeweler.
Yeah. Number one, Michael Hill Jeweler.
Oh.
He was above Michael Jackson. My number three is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So how does Michael Hill Jeweler?
For some reason on mine, Michael B. Jordan, the American actor from The Wire.
He plays
Creed, Apollo Creed's son.
Is Apollo Creed's son, is his name Creed? That's lazy.
I think it's Creed. I haven't watched the movies. You know, you've known this for longer than me because you've got kids that are older.
Mm.
You have a kid and you realize how limited your time is, and I have to, if there's a movie or something, I really have to want to watch it. I'll give something a go, but if it's a Creed and I know pretty much what's going to fucking happen.
Oh, don't watch Creed.
I won't waste my time.
Especially if his name's Creed.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Creed's son's name is Adonis Johnson.
Jesus Christ. That's worse than Creed. I went to entertainersworldwide.com. Who else? And then looked up kids entertainers in British Columbia, where Michael Roy Schick is from, right?
Yeah.
And there are but two, Gizmo the Clown and Magical Duda. And yeah, I know. As soon as I read those names, I just called the Canadian police and told them to get on their ponies and get over there. What the fuck? Point is, though, big hole in the market in Vancouver, two clowns in a whole state. I reckon we could offload some Aussie ones over there to make a penny.
We got a few, don't we?
Then I came across a site, right, listing the best Canadian kids entertainers, including, but not limited to, Norman Foot. Did I send you Norman Foot?
Oh, you most certainly did. I spy with my little
eye. I spy with my little eye. Yeah, that's what we're reduced to. Charlotte Diamond was another one. Did you see her? Yuck.
Yeah.
And the best one for me, Rick Scott, Canadian children's entertainer. Like reading in your bed.
I don't believe it, but you know I've heard it said. Oh, this guy's creepy. To be an angel, well, then first you must be dead. No, you look like these angels do. What the fuck is that?
There's a song about, you know, you don't have to be an angel when you're dead. Just be one now, sort of thing. So introducing kids early to death. By the way, it all sounds like that to me, revolting and unnecessary.
Yeah.
Have you said, I don't really like kids' entertainment at all.
No.
Never liked it. But I did one time as a kid, I did go and see Rolf Harris when I was about 7 at Twin Towns.
Oh, no.
Tweed Heads.
Yeah.
And I fucking loved it. Say what you want about Rolf, and people do, but he was very, very good at what he did. I think you have to be before you start living out your dreams. Otherwise, the Tall Poppy Brigade are going to come and get you. They do in the end anyway.
And by Tall Poppy Brigade, you mean the police.
The police. Ah, well, the Melbourne.
Yeah. Child Crimes Unit.
Yeah. The fucking the complaints line is going to light up after this episode, even more so than recently. So the pilot, right, he's decided instead of sticking to the schedule, he'd pop into Belfast to drop Schick off.
Oh, that's a shame. He was so close.
Gateway to the White Atlantic Way.
He was so close to the gateway.
Well, he's gone to, not quite. He's gone to Belfast, little off target.
I know.
And dropped him off into the hands of the Northern Irish police so he can experience a swift nightstick of justice on the tarmac, followed by the slammer and a court case.
Yep.
Prosecuting lawyer, right, she was Tessa Kitson. And I've always been interested by the law industry types in the Emerald Isle and just how much other than drunkenness, violence or drunken violence they ever deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So had a dig into Tessa Kitson herself.
Oh, well, mate, it's good that you did because I had a dig into the judge.
Oh.
So tell me about Tessa.
Well, Tessa Kitson, right, she one such incident, in addition to the booze-related ones that we have in Ireland, was Tessa, dealing with a 25-year-old Richard Cooper. In a nutshell, in 2018, Dickie Cooper set up his mobile phone on or in the toilet bin to video staff and customers at a restaurant and watch them later.
Mm.
Guess what restaurant?
An Irish restaurant. Peter O'Malley's.
Nah.
Was it a PJ O'Brien's?
Nah.
Pizza Hut, Domino's. They're going to call something a restaurant that's not one.
Yeah.
Hooters.
KFC.
Fuck yeah.
More tea!
We'd like to apologize for the interruption to the program. In-flight brawl will continue shortly.
Rich's wife, she dobbed on him, right, when he was snooping around. She was snooping around in his phone.
Rude.
She found the dry run video of her own very self that Richard had filmed while practicing for the big day. Not unlike a serial killer beginning with cats. Richard's ended up with 2 years probation. Even Teresa said, it's enough that he lost everything already, the fucking degenerate. He lost his marriage, obviously, to forgive your wife after she's ratted you out to the filth. He's lost his job at KFC and he's lost contact with his young child, plus a sex offences prevention order, SOPO, which is essentially a 5-year cooling off period for perverts, which usually quells the itch from what I've seen. It's like taking a primary teacher Christian brother and just whacking him in a rural high school with those revolting mutton dressed up as lamb teenagers before heading back to the city, completely cured of any former urges.
Not wrong in the way that she said he's lost everything already. Mm. What is there to lose if you're setting up a camera phone in a KFC toilet where you work?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
For me, and I say this as a bloke who's a fucking unskilled labourer at my age, jump on the internet if you don't feel good about yourself, because there's always some bloke who's married with a kid and still works at KFC. Then he throws it all away on an amateurish toilet perv plot. I'm fine. I'm living high. So Michael Schick, he's had to front up to Antrim Crown Court where Tessa was prosecuting and the judge was Patrick Lynch QC.
Yeah, I know about. And you know what Patrick Lynch said to him?
Yes, I fucking do. Go on.
One of the most hapless visitors to these shores that I have had to deal with. Now, I looked into it. I think most visitors to Antrim are hapless. So I had to look at things to do in Antrim town.
Oh.
Now, not the county, because Antrim County does include Belfast. So I've focused just on the town and it's pretty much just castles and gardens, right? But number three, I don't know if you saw number three on Antrim's town's things to do, Shane's Castle. No castle should be named Shane. It's like having a Gary's Manor.
I know. If it's not a saint, it can't be a castle.
Oi, did you visit Brett's Palace? No.
I mean, what a statement, though. You're one of the most hapless visitors to these shores I have had to deal with. That is high praise, given that it's Ireland. Can you imagine an Irish person, let alone a judge, saying that to a foreigner? Probably the biggest insult I've ever heard from anyone to anyone.
Oh, I had a look with the Google Maps. I just wanted to know what's around here where he can tell this bloke you've made a poor choice. Antrim Courthouse, fuck, it's in a good spot. You'll love this. Antrim Courthouse, not far from the water.
Oh, the beach.
Yeah, by water, the first thing I spotted was 6 Mile Water Caravan Park.
Mm.
It's not far from there. It is also rammed in between a two pizza places. You got Domino's Antrim and Pizza Time Antrim and two fish and chip shops, Rollo's Traditional Fish and Chips and the Chippy. And the courthouse is next to a Tesco's. So
oh,
And not only a Tesco's, a Tesco petrol station.
Oh, yes.
Is that a courthouse? I don't know. I'm only thinking of Melbourne, the courthouse in Melbourne. Even the magistrate's court is at least next to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And the family court. It's not next to a fucking servo. I can't get two boost bars and a Slurpee for $4 anywhere near the court.
Tell a fair bit about a court by what it's next to, you reckon?
Oh, fuck yeah.
They've got to build them somewhere.
It's across from Ray's Independent Family Funeral Directors, a tyre shop, and Nanabelle's Gifts.
All of those things quite handy to someone who's just come out of court, I would think.
Also, a primary school one block over. So you can just get your pen licence and head straight in to Antrim Courthouse.
Same distance, primary school to court, as it is to court to jail, I would think. That's how the kids learn about distances in Ireland. Lynchy has said that because of your behaviour, you've lost your home, your good character, and potentially your job. 1 year in the clink, buddy. That's what Michael Roy's shit got. That's what you get for fessing up. And he did plead guilty to all six charges, including three of assault. Should have just been a zitty little hamburger pervert. They get fuck all punishment from what I read, especially if Tessa is on the job. Turned out, though, and this was a surprise, it was all a simple misunderstanding. It was prescription medication he was taking for depression mixed with vodka. He accidentally put in his water bottle. Michael himself did absolutely nothing.
Oh. More tea! The insults, though, don't stop there. Did you see the Irish Times article, Newton's Optic? It's an opinion piece.
Maybe. Go on.
There's a writer, Newton Emerson, for the Irish Times. He's written about it. A Canadian man was sentenced to a year in prison in Belfast on Monday for abusing passengers and staff on a transatlantic flight. Michael Roy Schick had consumed alcohol and antidepressants before the incident, which ended with him spitting in a stewardess's face.
Yep.
Can't say that anymore. He said, and this is in the piece, the mere mention of antidepressants would normally secure an acquittal for public order offence, but different standards apply in the air, resulting in very different behaviour. Then he goes through all the stats. So he said, the UK Civil Aviation Authority reported 2,219 incidents of air rage out of 238 million passenger movements. This can only mean one thing. This is pretty great that this guy's written this in a paper.
Yep.
It's a deeply shocking conclusion that will outrage much of society, but we must face the uncomfortable truth. Everyone is perfectly capable of behaving themselves. None of the conventional excuses for public rudeness and aggression stand up. Stress, tiredness, irritation, and spilling someone else's drink are all commonplace in the air. Yet the risk of being sworn at, punched, or stabbed is effectively zero. He's just looking at the stats. He said, and this is what I love, the rise of the budget airline has only confirmed this observation. Over the past decade, millions of extremely vulgar people have managed to drink heavily for several hours in the close company of complete strangers without making a scene. Even more remarkably, hundreds of thousands of their appalling children have managed to sit still in relative silence without starting a fire or breaking a window. And it goes on and on. But it's pretty much saying the odds of air rage, the percentages are so low that no excuse should be counted.
That shouldn't. You know? But it's quite nice that it's low. It makes us quite niche. Schick, he got deported to Canada after his one stretch. So pretty much just rewarded. Hold on.
Upgraded.
Yeah. I'm going to upgrade you to Canada.
Sucked in, cunt. Cop that, Schick.
Yeah.
Your dog.
Anyway, that's about it for this episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks very much for tuning in, everybody.
Gigs coming up, mate?
Oh, yeah, on and off, pending border closures, changes day to day. Check out lukeheggie.com. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm nickcody.com.au. We're at Adelaide Fringe Festival at the same time, hopefully at the Rhino Room. Gold Coast Laughs Festival.
Yeah.
Hopefully together, March 19.
Oh, myself in February, I'm hoping to be Tasmania for a couple of nights, mid-Feb, followed by Melbourne. But who knows?
Yeah, and a live mid-float brawl.
Yes.
Could be happening. Melbourne and Adelaide are first cities. You other legends will follow soon after. We've just got Heggy and I do have seemed to pick the two fucking hotspot states to live in, like a couple of fucking losers.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get together. I just want to see you, mate. I just want to see you and have a beer with you.
Oh, that'd be
I
nice.
I think was it since Adelaide Fringe? Since Brisbane Comedy Festival. March last year.
Yeah, March last year was the last time we're in the same city. Oh, I was in Brisbane briefly, but only saw you from a balcony.
Oh, that's right, when I was in quarantine.
But, yeah, this has been quite a fucking struggle doing podcasts in different cities, as has been evidenced by my lack of technological knowledge. But, you know, we've strung it together somehow.
You say a struggle. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads. Your listeners, your fucking legends. Thanks for getting behind us on Patreon as well. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl for the extra eps. The toy, we're upgrading the toys. Heggy and I are getting some fucking sweet toys. Thanks to you, legends. We're going to put some great live shows together soon, some good online stuff, getting out better content because of you, champions. So get on there, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Keep sending us messages. Instagram @midflightbrawl or midflightbrawlpod@gmail.com. We're putting that mailbag edition together very shortly. Anything else, mate?
Nah, I'm done. I've got to go.
All right. I'm going to smash a few cans because I'm going to have to stop again soon.
Yeah.
So let's get into them now. Woo! I might hop on a plane, make my own app. See you next time. Bye.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.